Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities counseling programs help clients deal with a wide variety of mental health concerns. Through counseling and case management, children and adults receive assistance from compassionate, experienced professionals to identify root causes and plan for a more positive path forward. On this show, Katie Breedeman and I are joined by Ellen Tannenbaum and Laura Caballero to discuss how Catholic Charities counseling programs are having a positive impact in many people's lives across Cook and Lake counties. Let's take a listen. Hey, Ellen, let's start with you. Let's get right into it. So how do children and young adults and their parents hear about the programs? What does the referral process look like? And how do people end up finding Catholic Charities in their quest for some help?
Word of mouth and reputation. That is really the number one way that people find out about us. We don't actually advertise our services. They call us or they email us and asking for help.
And so often, Ellen, people with mental health concerns emerge. They are going through a trauma in their lives, either re-experiencing a trauma from the past or trying to adjust to a recent trauma. Could you kind of help our audience better appreciate the kinds of trauma that some of your clients are experiencing and how you help them know which issues to prioritize to start the healing process?
Well, I think, you know, depending on the family, it's different. The trauma can be really unique and severe, right? I mean, we have a lot of people who are coming to us because they have disclosed recently some abuse or domestic violence in the house that they are trying to recover from, or, you know, the feelings of danger. Community violence is another reason why people find us. But it can also be just about that their child is having difficulty and they don't really know why. And so sometimes through the process of therapy, we find out that something is totally developmentally normative. And other times we find out that, you know, something has happened and the child hasn't been able to disclose that.
So it's such an individualized approach, Ellen. And I wonder that if you can kind of articulate a little bit in greater detail what criteria there are for people receiving counseling programs and services. And can you please give that contact information for anybody listening or viewing our show today who might be in need of themselves or know someone who could benefit from these programs?
There's absolutely no criteria. We take folks from across the lifespan, ages 3 and up. So anybody can seek us for any reason. We see people in person or through telehealth in Cook and Lake counties. And we actually probably have a little bit more availability right now for folks in Lake County. And we have a little bit of a wait list for folks in Cook County, but they can call us at 312-655-7725, or they can email us at counselingintake@catholiccharities.net. I'm sorry, that was counselingintake@catholiccharities.net. And they can talk to somebody in English or Spanish. And if they call in another language, we could use some help with that intake.
That's wonderful information to share. Again, the phone number is 312-655-7725, or the email is counselingintake@catholiccharities.net. Ellen, you also mentioned to me when we were discussing the show today that if someone really feels like they're struggling, they should call 911, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. We are not a crisis assistance. So if you're in crisis, you do need to call 911 or 988. Because there will be a wait before we can find you somebody.
Thanks so much for sharing that. And Laura, can we just ask you to add a little bit of perspective to the counseling programs? How many children and young adults does Catholic Charities serve each year?
Yeah, well, in the last fiscal year, we served over 1,400 clients, and 678 of those were youth. So It's a pretty big program.
I imagine that there's different types of therapy, different approaches that you find that are most helpful in working with children and adults by their particular situations, trauma-informed therapy and other types. What's the toolbox that you look at when you're working with a family? What's before you in those resources to understand, here's how I believe I can best help this family?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, every family is different. And so it's nice that at Catholic Charities, we offer all kinds of therapeutic approaches. You know, we do trauma-informed, we do strength-based individual and family counseling sessions, as well as art therapy, dance movement therapy, play therapy. So it's nice that we have, you know, a variety of therapeutic approaches that we can use, and then we can fit whichever is best for the family. So our team really helps the people we serve identify those needs, connect them with community resources, maybe even apply for appropriate assistance, and then just advocate for those services.
Students have so much pressure on them today, you know, as in compared to previous generations, with, you know, the social media pressure and the academic pressure. You know, I'm sure that, as you said, many of the symptoms that they raise are common. But then I love how you guys are talking about how individualized Catholic Charities approach is to every single person, every single family, you know, treating as that is that the first family that or individual that you ever worked with. And that really is such an important aspect of what you do, isn't it, Ellen?
Absolutely. We're in also over 20 Catholic schools. And so, you know, families can reach out to a principal if they're looking for resources, because kids are sometimes struggling and we don't know. Again, as a parent, I can say sometimes you're not sure if it's developmentally appropriate that they're having this something seems off, or if there's something more going on, and we can help assess that for you and figure out whether services are actually going to be needed long-term, or if we can wrap something up very quickly.
So very often when we have guests on the Voice of Charity, the stories of our services come to life through client stories. We'd like to ask, you know, each of you to share, you know, what's memorable in your mind as a case study that's exemplary for our audience to understand the type of work that you're doing, obviously protecting, you know, presenting these with a good deal of anonymity. But Ellen, if you want to share first, tell us a story of how counseling services might come alive for our listeners.
We have, we serve many children and teenagers, and I have one that we'll call Sophia, who is a survivor of sexual abuse. And she came to Catholic Charities with symptoms of depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. She was struggling with her feelings about her parents failing to protect her. And she decided to move out of her house and live with another relative. But she was insightful and caring and committed to therapy. And her parents were really glad that she was willing to do that, because they were struggling to connect and manage their own grief about what they had just learned. Mm-hmm. The therapist taught Sophia skills for dealing with her feelings when she was overwhelmed. She was taught to journal and to draw and connect with her big feelings and thoughts. And then the therapist was also able to work with her parents to improve their empathy, attune to her distress, and help her use her coping skills when she was feeling angry or disappointed or scared. And through the family therapy, Sophia felt comfortable moving back home, and they are continuing treatment, and we feel really good about the work.
That's
a wonderful,
wonderful
story.
That's wonderful. Laura, how about you? Would love to hear a story from you.
Yeah, I can think of a client who we'll call Joel. He's a 13-year-old boy who came to us to therapy after several people in his immediate family passed away, including his dad. He was a bit hesitant to begin therapy, but as the oldest child, he took on the responsibility of supporting his mom and younger brother. So he felt the need to keep it all together and not show his distress. So Joel's therapist really spent the first couple of months in therapy getting to know him, focusing on his strengths, you know, his role in the family, and just providing information about the grief process and normalizing his avoidance. And about 3 months into treatment, Joel began the session by stating, "I'm ready to talk about how I'm feeling." And Joel began to express the sadness, the anger, anxiety around his grief that he had been holding in for over a year. And his therapist supported him through the process of just uncovering the different layers of grief through art, through movement and discussion.
You know, before we run out of time here, Laura, can we just ask, are there any universal good habits that everyone in our audience today can try to adapt to strive for positive mental health?
Yeah, I always talk about self-compassion, sleep hygiene, nutrition, and just surrounding yourself with more friends. We also just tend to focus on our deficits and what's not working. So it's really our brain's way, right, of trying to protect us from harm. So we can just move away from that and start thinking more positive. We'll start seeing some results.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.